So hi, everybody, and welcome to our training call. This is one of five that we do live for the year. Each year we do five training calls, and we try to identify areas. At least I pay attention to areas that I think you need, you just need some help with or need some more insights with. So today I decided that I wanted to talk about the whole concept of making yourself known for your uniqueness, like really helping you to tune in to what is it that's unique about you. I attended a workshop in January with a woman by the name of Sam Horn. And Sam is known for her ability to really hone in on those things, but also naming things, coming up with really great ways to name things so they pop and you are able to get attention. And in fact, one of her books is called Pop. And I'm going to pull over. I made a bunch of notes that I wanted to share with you. And I'm going to bring them over closer so I can see them as we go through. But she basically, whoops, that's the wrong one. Sorry, give me a second. This one. Nope, this one. Nope, this one. Okay, is this the one? Yes. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull it over closer. I have it on two screens. I can't keep everything on one screen. I have too much stuff going on here. Okay. Whoops. That's not what I wanted to do. All right. There we go. All right. So, so the idea is that you don't want to just be yet another health coach or yet another person out there talking about diet, nutrition. What is it about you that can help let you stand out? And she has this amazing book. She has a bunch of books, and I'm going to give you the names of some of these books as well. Her name is Sam Horn. And the book I originally read by her was called Pop. And it's basically, how do you name things? I highly recommend you get this book and have it on your shelf. So whenever you're looking to name, whether it's a webinar, whether it's a product, a program, you know, just your own identity. She helps you to look at that how from a standpoint of how do you play on words. She has an innate ability to play on words. And she was trying to come up with the name of, I can't remember if it's a book, I think it is a book she eventually did, or a program for herself. And she was explaining to someone what she does. And she goes, it's kind of like, you know, kung fu or martial arts for the mouth, right? You're like, you know, learning to use words. And she came up with the name Tongue Foo. Is that amazing? It's like, whoa. Mm. So like, how can we come up with things that are going to get attention? If somebody says, oh, I teach a class on Tongue Foo, you wouldn't go, oh, that's nice. You'd say, tell me more, right? But if she said, oh, I teach you how to use words, you'd go, oh, that's nice. You know what I mean? So the description of what you do may not turn people on, but when you name it that way, so her first book is called Pop. She has a book called Tongue Foo. The other one that I love is the name of is called Someday is Not a Day of the Week. Someday is not a day of the week. And it's all about, we don't just say we're going to do that someday. When are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? Someday is not a day of the week. Anyway, those are some of her books. Look her up. Find something that I would highly recommend that you at least get Pop, because it's just going to help you come up with ideas for naming. And she has this phrase she uses, claim it, name it, fame it. So when you go through your process of how are you going to get known, what do you want to get known for, you claim it, right? So what is it that you want to be known for? Do you want to be known as the queen of hormones? Do you want to be known as a person who works with an older population and helps them to maintain longevity? Do you want to work with children? Do you want to work with gut health? But those are kind of boring, right? Mm-hmm. So what is it that you want to claim, right? What is it that you want to claim? So I would stop and just jot that down. What is it that you want to claim that you do, that you are the expert in? And she just teaches in such a really cool way, the seven P's, the seven C's, the five A's, the four W's. And so you get to like look at things in a different way. But what do you want to be known for? So the first thing is, once you decide that, you create an entity separate from yourself, right? So I have the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology, right? What is it that you can call? So she gave an example, which I thought was really cool, of this guy that had this, this woman that had this thing, and she was a speaker, and she did this and that and the other thing, and she just would describe what she did, and people would go, oh, that's nice. But then she came up with this, oh, I'm the founder of the, you know, International Academy of X, or the International or National Institute of Y. And then they said, oh, you're the founder of that institute. Let's talk. What can you do? How can you support me? So what is it that you can find a name for, right? An association, an institute, an academy, a word that kind of has authority. So you're introduced as the founder of that, the founder of the International Association of Puppeteers, right? It makes it so much better than saying, oh, I do birthday parties and I bring puppets for kids. Oh, I'm the founder of the International Association of Puppeteers, right? The Association of, the Academy of, the Institute of. So there's a woman in this program that I was taking, this class I was taking, and she does couples counseling. And people would say, oh, what do you do? Oh, I do couples counseling. I help people have better relationships. And people go, oh, that's cool. But she came up with this concept of the Institute of, I think it was like conscious coupling or connection and communication. But the Institute made it stand out, right? So what is it that you can do? Institute, Academy, Association, that you can introduce yourself as the founder of. So thoughts before we go too far. Anybody have some thoughts on that for yourself, but for each other? Because I tend to find it's easier to identify that for another person, right? So what do you want to be known for? So I'm going to start with Valerie. What do you want to be known for?
Releasing health.
Releasing health. Okay. So what kind of a entity can you form? The Releasing Health Institute. Mm-hmm. I'm Valerie Mills. I am the founder of the Releasing Health Institute. Is that going to get attention? Wow, what's the Releasing Health Institute? Oh, that's where we empower people to get in touch with, provide tools and resources for. And I speak, you know, I speak to groups, I speak to communities, I speak to churches. And this is an innate power that everybody has. But it's a conversation starter. So that might be a good one for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Valerie Wills, the founder of the Releasing Health Institute.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Janet, what about you? What do you want to be known for? When people say, yeah, that's Janet. She's an expert in, or she helps people too.
She's the founder of the Institute of Living Redefined, focusing on health and energy something.
Whoops, let me shut this off. Okay. Okay, so let's work on that a little bit. Living Redefined, I love it. I love the thing of redefined. And then your tagline is the who it's going to be serving and what outcome are you going to have for those people, right? So Valerie would have to go, what does releasing health do, right? What's the promise, right? She talks about her seven P's, you know, one of them is what's your purpose, right? What's your purpose? What do you want to do? Who are the people you're talking to? So what kind of languaging would they be open to? What are all the objections, the problems you're going to solve, but the objections that they're going to have, right? Oh, releasing health. Yeah, I don't have health inside of me. I don't, you know what I mean? Like redefining health, that sounds like a lot of work. right? And so you want to think in advance of what these things are that people are going to say, oh, you know, I don't know if I can do that. And then incorporate that into your messaging. So redefining health, is that what you said?
So the foundation of Living Redefined.
Living Redefined, yes, I like the
Living Redefined. Institute for something about health and energy. Not the.
But wait. The Living Redefined is amazing.
Right.
So you just need a tagline for that. So is it the Institute of Living Redefined? Is it the foundation? I love foundation for that. Right? The International Foundation for Living Redefined.
Okay.
Right? Wouldn't that, or if you want to stick to the U.S., it's the American Associate or Foundation. It could be an association, but foundation sounds like you would have some services, like you would provide some, what's the word I'm thinking of? When you donate and you support people, right, that you have a portion of it that has some, pro bono is not the word I'm looking for, philanthropic.
Philanthropic. Right?
That foundation sounds like it would have philanthropic, like you could support scholarships, you could collect money for the Foundation of Living Redefined that would go towards scholarships for the underprivileged who are getting into their later years and don't want to go down the typical route, and you want to help them to service them. Does that make sense?
That part that you just said about someone saying, oh, but that's, wow, that's just too much. I can't do that. How do you go to the next step of getting them to be curious about? So what does that have to do with?
Well, the Living Redefined is going to create curiosity. It's
yes.
When you start explaining it that people are going to say, oh, you mean I have to change my diet? Oh, you mean I have to, you know, meditate or whatever? Oh, right. So that's a later step. Let's start with the name it.
Okay. Okay.
Start with the name it. Yeah. I love the foundation for Living Redefined.
Mm-hmm.
International it could be.
Yeah, either national or international. Gosh, I'll have to go back overseas to be international. I'm going to have to see you, Allison.
No, you don't. You just have to walk across the border, which isn't that far from where you are in the Northwest, right? That's international. Or go south to Mexico.
I'll go see Shonda. I'll see Shonda Holt.
Go see
Go back and see Steph again.
Yeah, there you go. And you can bring them into your program. Like, you can do a program that's like, you know, maybe it's a half-day workshop.
There you go.
The Living Redefined workshop, where you're bringing people together to just offer them, you know, for a nominal fee, you mm-hmm. do a half-day workshop. You can do it locally. You could do it online.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that sounds, I like it.
Yeah, and then you bring in, you do some food demos. You go, no, this isn't hard. That's how you...
Right.
This isn't hard. You want to see me make a 3-course meal in 15 minutes? Mm-hmm. I can do that for you. And they go, huh. Right. And you make something that's like the comfort food stuff. Right.
Right.
And they go, oh, and I don't have to give up pizza. I mean, I made a pizza the other day in like minutes because I had made a crust in advance, had it in the oven, but you get, even if I didn't make it, I could have gotten a cauliflower crust, you mm-hmm. know, in 5 minutes, had a cheese on top of it, chopped up tomatoes, made a pesto. And it was done. And people swooned over it.
What's the name of the company you buy your cauliflower crust from?
It's called Cauliflower, spelled C-A-L-I, like California, and then dash flower, like F-L-O-W-E-R.
Okay. Yeah. I've always made mine, but I think I need to know that because people want the easier.
They want the easier route. It's yeah. not that hard to teach a class in how to make a month's worth of treats
right.
for quick and easy meals, or 2 months. I mean, I think I made these crusts 2 months ago when I did the class in December. So, you know, how do you do that? And then they just have a freezer full of stuff. The class that we did on Saturday with Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you watch it? It was
she's amazing.
She had some great recipes. I learned a lot. I'm like, whoa, I never learned a lot from these things. I've been doing this too long.
Where's that recording at?
Right now, if you just go to DrRitaMarie.com/VHK, but it should be loaded up on the Vital Community very shortly.
Okay.
Yeah. And she just sent me the recipe guide.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll post the link to it up on the Netbook group, but Jazzy will be putting it up on the page.
Okay. Yeah,
recipe guide and a resource guide.
Right.
I went to Amazon from her links and ordered a whole bunch of stuff like that I didn't even know about. Like reusable parchment paper for your dehydrator trays or whatever you use.
I want to know that.
Yeah, it's all in the book. It's all in the book. You'll get it.
That's handy. I do a lot of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Yeah. Now, so are you going to show us how to go from this phenomenal name into, you know, for the next step to get them to buy in?
Okay. Yes, let's talk about that. Let's go to Allison first to come up with a good name.
Like, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Nice to see you all across the pond. So in the time I've had many rebrands, I'm sure you know the feeling, Rita Marie. So in the past, I've been the ultimate energy doctor, and I've also had better health through change, but of course, change is too challenging to be a marketing employee. More recently, I've had the hormone optimization tribe, but that's hot. That was going to be my platinum group thing, but people don't want to feel hot when they're menopausal.
That's true.
Although with the lack of libido, maybe they do.
Well, yeah, hot has multiple connotations, and
it has. So I'm still thinking on that. I've also had Team Vitality Global for my network marketing team. So this sort of vitality, and my first eponym thing was Vibrant. I know you had a Vibrant as well, but my first thing equivalent of the foundation for health was spelled out Vibrant.
So let's just stop there, because what I want from you is I want you to drop into your heart, not your head.
Okay.
And I want you to drop into your heart and go, if I want to leave a legacy, if I want to be known for something, what is it I want to be known? Don't try to be cutesy and don't try to get it down to three words, but just describe it. What is it from your heart that you would like to be known for?
Well, it's soul. So my mission, it's about helping, empowering and inspiring are important for me. And it's about helping people to understand their health better and also developing a deeper connection with their soul. So my why is around getting a more profound understanding of their health and a deeper connection with their soul. And it's perimenopausal women in their 40s, 50s and 60s.
This is a good time to talk about some ways that she offers for naming, right?
Yeah.
Like ways that you can make new words or put words together in ways that, like both, I didn't go into this with Janet or Valerie because I felt like they both had a really cool name there, right? That wasn't used and it wasn't cliche. It was very unique. And we'll talk further about like naming your programs and stuff, because this will tie in. So in terms of that, let me go backwards in my notes. All right, so when you're naming something, alliteration, we see that a lot. And sometimes that works and sometimes it just doesn't. It just is kind of silly and it doesn't work. But alliteration is it. But combining words, like Sam did with Tung Fu, right? It was, you know, tongue and then foo with that other thing. There's a lot of ways you can do that and come up with a new word, coin a word.
Yeah.
The other thing is you can incorporate like your hobbies, your avocations, right? I'm a horse person. I love, you know, marathon running. I love animals, whatever. And how do you maybe connect terms that are associated with that hobby into your wording, right? What's another one?
I've seen that before. There was a doctor who had previously been an ophthalmologist and she was using words like vision in all of her phrases for her business coaching. So similar sort of thing. Yeah. And there's somebody who is a pilot, not Deborah, but there's somebody else who is a pilot who is bringing that into their naming as well.
Right. Flying high, with, you know, whatever it might be. But, and even if it's just terms that are, like, if you really are targeting an audience, then you would use phrases like Deborah Bartz you're talking about, right? She could, she's going after a market that's flight attendants, you know, pilots, et cetera, then she could use some terminology in her naming that would stand out to them and may not even be understood by anybody else. That's not your situation, but it could be, in the sense that if you're going after menopausal women, you know, what are some phrases that are going to be standing out to them that may not appeal to the 20-year-olds, right? And the hot, you know, some play on the hot. I like the double entendre of the hot, right? At menopause, you lose your hot and you gain a different hot, right? You lose your libido and then you're a hot all the time, right? It's almost like hot, not hot. Anyway, that might be something to play in there, right? I mean, you're not going to do that in a name for an institute, the Institute of Being Hot, Not Hot.
The Institute of Hot Women.
Yeah. The Institute of Hot Women, yeah.
Like hot women losing their cool.
True. So these are, you know, because yours is more of a, it's a niche that a lot of people are in, menopausal women, but I want it to stand out as you, and I want to incorporate you. And the soul thing, I like the idea of the soul, right? Hot night of the soul. No. And you're a doctor, so we need to keep it. We need to have your authority in there, but we also want to have your personality in there, right? So institute might be a good word. Academy. Not association and not foundation. But I love foundation for Janet. For some reason, that just really sticks, right? Because the foundation of redefining yourself. Or what did you say? Redefining how?
Living redefined.
Living redefined.
That's such a brilliant phrase.
I love that. That phrase is amazing. Living redefined.
Yeah.
You like Academy though with Allison. Does that do anything for you, Academy?
To me, it feels like that would mean I would be training people to be.
Okay.
Therapist, but maybe not, but that's the way I would feel about it.
Okay.
You know, institute could be used in a way, not institute of necessarily, but blah, 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 institute just gives it that, like, that authority of your office, right? Your, kind of like, I wish I could find it. I think I can find it. I know where to find it.
What? Joyful Sexy Menopause Institute.
The Sexy Menopause Institute. Helpful hot, you know, hot the way you want to. I love that. I love that play on it. And I liked this, you had called it the sexy something menopause.
Yeah, joyful sexy menopause.
Joyful sexy menopause, right? And what was your reason for, somebody had told you that that may not be a good one.
Yeah, it's a polarizing thing, really. Just not British, you know. We don't talk about things like that.
But polarizing could be good, right?
Yes, and
you
I am.
A stuffy woman.
I am. It is to target the US, you know. It is intended to be a global organization, a global business.
Global.
And
global is your word. I like global as your word.
That's why I have Team Vitality Global.
Okay, but global something. Let me just.
Hi, Mihaela.
I'm looking for Sarah. Okay, what did she call it? Sarah. She had this really cool name for her couples thing, and it was really boring when she just. I mean, it was interesting. couples communication, no, Couples Communication Institute. Yeah, she called it the, it's just words, the Connection Spark Method. I can't remember what she actually ended up calling the institute. I'll look it up and I'll post it in our group. But she, as a psychologist who specializes in couples communication, and it really
that's really, really interesting. What you were saying, Connection Spark Institute or something like that. I see what you mean. So that's just completely different.
Yeah.
But you've got the word connection. The
connection is what she's really about, right?
Yeah.
What are you really, what is that outcome? What is the result that people are going to come up with?
Calm.
Calm.
Peace. But it's more than that. It's more vibrant than that. I don't want it to be, let's not do anything. It's, yeah. Yay, I'm through that. I'm now in my goddess.
Yeah. Okay. You're getting closer because the word menopause in there is very, it's very medical, right? But you also want to see what the outcome is, right? For me, going through menopause was stepping into my power.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, oh, cool. I mean, it just like shifted everything in me. Like I suddenly was stepping into who I really was as a person and as a professional, right? Yeah. So what is it? I'm going to move on to Mahala and let you play with that. What I suggest you do is just start, don't filter yourself, just write words. Whatever words come to your mind about your promise, what you're promising people, what you want them to achieve in working with you and the problems. And maybe you find like, a merging between those. The other thing she suggested is once you kind of identify, you can start running through the alphabet. So A, what are some A words? Nothing there. What's some B? And if you come up with one word, then you want to find something that rhymes with it or has an alliteration with it. Or like meter, she said, if you can beat, she said, put it to a beat and it's easy to repeat, right? So is there a phrase for what you do that you could put to a beat so it's easy to repeat? And people are going to remember. You want people to walk away from your talk being able to quote at least one thing that you said almost verbatim because it was so memorable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so Mahala, what we've been doing is looking at kind of coming up with you claiming who you are, what you're about, what you can offer people, and then creating a name that's separate from you. Right? So creating like an institute, an academy, a foundation, et cetera, we came up with for Valerie was the
Releasing Health Institute.
Releasing Health Institute, right? So Valerie contacts somebody, say, I'd like to speak. I talk about this. I talk about that. They're like, oh, okay. You and 50,000 other people. Hey, I'm Valerie Mills. I'm the founder of the Releasing Health Institute. And I'd love to talk to you today about how I can service your organization. It makes it quick and easy to say it, mm-hmm. right? For Janet, it was the Living Redefined Foundation.
The International Foundation of Living Redefined. I'm the founder.
So, Living. Right? So that puts her in a position and she calls up a senior center and says, hey, love, let me introduce myself. I am Janet Books, and I am the founder of the Living Redefined, the International Living Redefined Foundation. And I'd love to talk to you today about how I can work with your people, how I can give them tools to empower them to live their older years, not like, waiting to die, but ready to live.
Yeah.
Right? So okay. What is it that you are promising folks, offering people, what problem are you solving that you feel good about? Not like, oh, that's what I do, I'm a pharmacist, but like right. That really ties in your passion.
Yeah. I think, so more recently I've been really feeling good about the working on figuring out nutrient deficiencies caused by drugs and looking at their profile, which I called their medicine cabinet. And I called my program the medicine cabinet makeover.
I like that.
To basically take a look at, are any of the drugs, first of all, more than one in the same class? Do they interact with each other? Do they, in other words, do they keep you sick just by causing deficiencies, and then kind of encouraging the people to really look at, well, what was the root cause to begin with? Why are you on this medication, right?
It's like a really cool lead gen almost. Like it's a leader. Like it gets people to know, and they're concerned about that. The medicine cabinet makeover, you know, the top drugs, you know, identify the drugs that you're, you know, maybe taking, or even nutrients, right? That may be interfering with each other, blah, blah, blah. So you get in the door that way. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, why are you on this medication to begin with? Do you really need it? And how can we get to the root cause and help you? So as opposed to, I'm Mahala, I am a, you know, naturopathic pharmacist. Okay. That could be right. The Naturopathic Pharmacy Institute, the Association of Naturopathic Pharmacy. No, because it's, that would imply there's other people there, right? The Naturopathic Pharmacy Association, the Naturopathic Pharmacy Institute. I think institute opens you up then to be able to train other foundation, other people. With foundation, I thought for Janet, it could be really cool because it opens up, like, you think about philanthropy, right? And she can have scholarships and she could have donors and all this stuff. So your program, as the founder of the naturopathic pharmacy or pharmacists, you can't say plural, right? So
pharmacist. It's interesting, like, I get a lot of emails and calls from pharmacy students and they're like, we didn't know there's such a thing as naturopathic pharmacy. I'm like, well, it's really not taught by USC or those schools, but
I think, and then you can attract and you can create a training for pharmacy students, right? Or pharmacists who are like, I am tired of these people losing life and limb because of these drugs they're taking. Teach me how to do it. And even when you get this program launched, right? This what did you call it? The medicine cabinet makeover. Mm-hmm. That could be a program. You do it a few times, you get really good at it, and then you can teach other pharmacists how to do a medicine cabinet makeover, you know, a step-by-step process. It could just be a half-day workshop that you do that teaches them how to do this.
Right? Yeah, to some extent, they do it. It's a program that actually Western medicine uses it. It's called medication therapy management, but they only focus on the drugs, where I'm also looking at, and they don't talk about nutrient deficiencies.
Yeah.
So that's unique about me. And I also add the vitamins, how they can exclude each other if you take them together, or, you know, foods and things like that.
So I know you're looking at doing this one-on-one with people, but I can see you creating a group program, right? Called the Medicine Cabinet Makeover.
That's what we are actually hoping to accomplish. The naturopathic doctrine, and I, the one we kind of paired up to do this, and that's what, so ultimately we want to teach her customers to, but for right now it's just one-on-one, but.
Yeah, and I think what you need to do is do it enough one-on-one to get an idea of what problems come up, what questions come up. Are there interactions that are, you know, life-threatening, that if they are going through this self-analysis, that they need to bring up to their doctor right away, or that they need to do something about right away? Whereas you can look at it right away and you can go, whoa, this has got, you know, you're heading down a course of disaster here.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I think the naturopathic pharmacist associate, I'm founder of the Institute of Naturopathic Pharmacy. The Naturopathic Pharmacy Foundation, the Naturopathic Pharmacy or Pharmacist, because you're the Naturopathic Pharmacist.
Yeah.
What is the foundation called? Even if you're the only member at this point, how does it open it up so that you invite others to come in?
So Naturopathic Pharmacists Institute or Foundation.
Yeah. Or pharmacology? Does that word ring? The Institute of Naturopathic Pharmacology?
Yeah. Institute of Naturopathic Pharmacology. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then it's generic enough that you can bring people on, you can have trainings. Okay, so I encourage you guys to take these names we're coming up with and get a URL. I'm sure there's no Reclaiming Health Institute URL taken already. Go get it, right? Mm-hmm. Living Redefined Foundation, get it. Okay?
Yeah.
You just pay $8 a year and now you have your name locked in. And then whatever you do with it in the future, you can eventually you can get trademarks on this stuff, which it's yours, you know, and you have somebody do a trademark search. We've gotten a bunch of trademarks recently on Unstoppable Health and the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology has a trademark now.
That's brilliant. Well done. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So play with that, but I like the naturopathic pharmacology.
I do too.
Yeah.
And so then for right now, how do I incorporate that in what I have so far, or I don't?
You put it in your biography.
Okay.
I'm Mahela Gruitt. I am the founder of the Naturopathic Pharmacology Institute or foundation, whichever you decide you want to do.
Okay.
So it's incorporated in your bio. It's like if you want to speak, if you look at a place where you want to speak, hey, you call up a senior center, right? And those are great places to speak about this because most of them are on tons of medication.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the founder of, I'm very concerned about the numbers of medications and the interactions that they're having in a lot of our older folks. And I would love to just come in and do a little talk, a free talk to your people or to your nurses and, or whatever, your staff.
Okay.
Right. You just use it to get a foot in the door. Hey, mm-hmm. I'd love to speak. I see you're having this, whatever, conference and I'd love to speak. And you write a letter that says I'm Mahela and I'm the founder of. And I'd like to, I have a talk I call, you know, the Medicine Cabinet Makeover, and I'd love to present the Medicine Cabinet Makeover to your people. And this is what it's about. So you write a little abstract of what the thing is about. And, you know, when you do a talk like that at an event, you're not as much giving them all the hows, you're giving them the what and the why it's important, why, what all the different interactions could be, how this could affect people's health, how blah, blah, blah. And then, and then you offer them to download your free whatever and then come to your session. And
I could even use the talk that I'm giving on Tuesday for Vital, because on that one, I'm looking at hypertension medications and diabetes medications and what deficiencies they cause and how those deficiencies are actually linked to causing that disease state precisely.
Beautiful, right?
Which is a vicious cycle.
Absolutely, right?
So
and you're going to be able to get more speaking engagements if you're the founder of an institution or a foundation or an association.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Allie, what are we coming up with here?
Well, hormone harmony, hormone optimization, Institute for Hormone Optimization or Hormone Optimization Institute. But I think optimization, although it makes sense, I mean, it would polarize, so it would attract more of the well-educated and repel more of the sort of people who for whom that wasn't a familiar word, but still it might be too polarizing. But I do like hormone optimization tribe that we came up with, HOT tribe. So it's difficult to briefly bring in, because there's so many people doing soul-based stuff for women in their 50s, it's difficult to bring in the soul or the heart-centered part without then actually diluting it.
Yeah.
Because there's so many other people who are coaches doing that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's your how. It would be cool if there was a way to incorporate something, you know, a word like that, a phrase like that. Because those all the things you mentioned are very common combinations, right? And
a lot of people say hormone harmony, yeah.
Right? I mean, I talk about hormone harmony. Other people talk about hormone harmony. And people, it's just a phrase. But so I would say a piece of paper and just jot down all the words related to it. Hormone, balance, optimization, soul, empower, inspiration. Maybe there's a balance, seesaw, hot flash. I mean, just all the words that are related to the symptoms that you're most passionate about helping people with.
Play on global warming.
ooh, you may have something there. Something there. Global warming.
It's everyone in the world. There are hot flashes. There are hormones. I don't know.
Warming. I like the warming. Global warming. The Global Warming Institute. Like the global hormone. Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's hormones, it's menopause, and maybe it is something with the word menopause in it, but with it, you know, combined with something that's gonna I like the global warming that could be incorporated into some of the wording and the descriptions. Maybe not the name. The
something like personal global warming. Release your personal global warming.
Are there any menopause institutes? I'm going to look up Menopause Institute. And that's another way to go for it, is to go online and just type in some of your keywords and see what comes up. And you may be able to find like, oh, I like that and I like that. And, ooh, I'm going to put them together. Menopause.
If there's anything. So there's a National Institute on Aging.
North American Menopause Society, Menopause and Hormone Therapy. Find a menopause practitioner. What is menopause? No, there isn't. So Menopause Women's Health Research Institute. Okay. Women's Hormone Something Institute.
Something with sex pause or something like that. Put those words together.
Sex pause.
No.
What about menopause? Okay, menopause. Let's say hot flashes. Mm-hmm. Foundation. There's a place called the Austin Hormone Institute, the Institute for Hormone Balance, Genomedics Health Institute, whatever that means, Arlington Women's Health Center, no, Institute of Hormone Balance, a couple of those, Hormone Wellness Institute. I'm just going to read these out because maybe there'll be something that, you know, some combination. Menopause Hormone Therapy, no, that's not it. Hormone Therapy Institute, Hormone Treatment Options. Women in Balance Institute. So what are some of the other things that you're going to help them with? You're going to help them with hormone balance, obviously. You're going to help them with sleeping better. You're going to help them with...
yeah, insomnia, mood. With mood swings, with anxiety, depression, overwhelm. I'm going to help them to step into their power. I'm going to help them to live life on their terms. And I know those are bandied about phrases, but I do love them. I'm helping them to love life and live it.
Wait, stop there. Love life and live it.
Yeah, that's a USANA phrase, but I sort of coined parts of it by saying loving life and living it like that and things like that. So
it's a good phrase. So what would you name, what are some other names for this period of time, right?
Change.
Transition,
segue.
Yeah.
Global.
What do we call? I mean, we call, you know, geriatrics is a term. It's not a term we want to use here, but midlife.
The global period in time.
Period in time. I mean, just bantering around words is very helpful. Sleep. So I'm going back to the menopause word with something, with some kind of really cool descriptive word or phrase that would go with menopause, with what you do.
Is there a Greek word for menopause or some other language that says menopause that
The thing is that, well, Western cultures do, but most of the non-Western societies don't even have a name for it. It's like, oh, right?
Yeah, so what do you call it if you don't use that name?
That's what I'm thinking. Like something that would describe that.
Everybody knows that. What is that? What is that?
Greek word.
Climacteric is another name, but that's just medical.
Woo! That sounds sexy.
What is it?
Climacteric. But it's the medical speak, you know?
From the French for menopause. No, it's from the... meaning the final sensation of monthly courses, the French menopause from the Latin menopausis is the Greek. They're all the same.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know,
it's derived from the Greek, it seems. It's
derived from the Greek, yeah. What's a Greek word for transition? And the power, right? The stepping into your power at menopause could be incorporated in there. I'm going to say transition in Greek.
How about using the word freedom? Because if you don't have the nasty symptoms that people think of, that is freedom. You don't have to worry about periods and all that. It's pure, blissful freedom. Unless you are
Menopause
sick,
Freedom then. Institute, Menopause Freedom Foundation.
It's a orgasmic little... orgasmic menopause.
That could be good. But you know, some people, they just have a negative connotation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that anymore, right? That kind of thing. Mm. I like Menopause Freedom Institute could be.
Yeah, because that ties in with what Mihaela said about free from all of the nasty things about menopause. For all of the great things about menopause.
Yeah.
I mean, it creates curiosity, right? I'm Dr. Ali. I'm the founder of the Menopause Freedom Institute. And where we help people to live their lives free of the encumbrances of all the nasty symptoms that menopause usually brings. Hormone freedom. You know, I would say lots of stuff might come. Get that POP book, because there's, and we were talking earlier, Mihaela, there's a book by Sam Horn. And it's on my list. I think it's right.
I put the link in the text.
Oh, did you? Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think I have it right here. I brought it down to my bedroom. Yeah, it's called POP, and it's a great exercise in using the different types of namings, you know, in terms of combining words. I feel really good about the three of you. I still am feeling like, with Allison, right? Because we want it to sound professional enough that you're, you know, it's worthy of your credentials, but we also want to have some fun in it as well. And a play on words in it.
Menopause liberation.
Oh, wait. Is there an M word? Menopause freedom would be MFI. Menopause liberation would be MLI. I'm just thinking in terms of if there's any cool ways to make an acronym.
The synonyms of liberation are release, freeing. The rest are all negative, really. Like expiration.
I know, we don't want that.
We've all reached our expiration date. Whoops.
or it kind of maybe, it's like the after, like... life begins after menopause kind of concept, right? Like, what is it? What is life after menopause? How can you make that life after menopause? Like, and the second half, people talk about the second half.
But what I find, one of my strongest groups are the women in their 40s who don't actually relate to the word menopause at all.
Yeah.
And they... because they're feeling so crap if they're getting premature menopause symptoms and they're not expecting to, they're more likely to invest in solutions.
Yeah. So your audience is really not so much the, not as much, it's both. It's the pre and the
40s,
post.
40s, 50s, and 60s, 40s, 50s, pre and 60s. Post.
Well, what about Hormone Freedom Institute? The hormone, I mean, hormone is a good word. And it's very, you know, combined with Institute Foundation or something like that is very, it has a lot of good authority. But I'd love to have a fun word in there.
Yeah.
Right? That would create curiosity. Like the Hormone Balance Institute. Okay, what, you know, whatever. Right? People hear that all the time. Hormone Harmony Institute. Yeah, they've heard that a bunch. So what can we combine with that? So what I want to do is, I want you to let that brew and just keep writing words down. And if anybody comes up with any really cool words for Allie, just post them in the Facebook group. But I think it's going to come. It's just a matter of playing with the words. Unstoppable Menopause Institute.
Irresistible, to use Brenda.
Irresistible. hormone, unstoppable hormone, hormones in action, hormone. Okay, I'm not coming up with anything right now, but this is sparring a lot. Yeah. So beyond, okay, coming up with an institute that is an umbrella for you and it's separate from you, which is an important thing to do. Yeah, you definitely want, you have your DrAllisonGrimson.com or MahalaGruitt.com. You want to have your name as a website, a URL, if you don't want anybody else to grab it. But you want to have something else that you are beyond you. You're not just you, because individuals are just, you know, you're just an individual. But you know, the institute, the foundation, the association, whatever, is bigger. So let's move on to talk about what you want to be. So what some of the phrases are, what does it give people goosebumps when they hear it? Right. I love the three that, you know, I love the releasing health. I love the living redefined, the naturopathic pharmacy, because it's like, oh, what is this? It's something different, right? It's very different. How can we come up with something like that for Allie? I mean, you can play on menopause redefined, hormone.
Yeah, but then that's stealing from Janet.
Go ahead, steal away. I did get the website janetbookslivingredefined.com, and I also
the two
have,
together.
Yeah,
get the separate one, Living Redefined. Get the Living Redefined Foundation one.
Oh, I have to do that then too.
Yes. Yeah, Living Redefined Foundation. You're gonna look for that one for you, Valerie. Releasing. Whoops. Unmute.
Valerie, you had a question in the chat about thoughts on your name. Do you not like the release part, or do you?
No, I like it. I didn't know if institute in front or at the end.
Oh, that was
or
your.
Or if question. I just grab both of them.
Actually, I grab both of them, but I tend towards releasing health institute. It's easier to say; it flows better.
I agree. I like that flow. Releasing Health Institute.
I can't hear you. Whoops. All of a sudden you're like really like muffled, like you're underwater.
Woo.
There you go.
Yeah, for some reason I couldn't hear. Okay. Releasing Health Institute. Okay. I'll grab both. Actually, the other night, today is Tuesday. Yeah. Early Monday morning, I woke up and grabbed releasinghealth.com. So I already have that one.
Perfect.
So I'll just go ahead and do felt compelled to do that.
I have nutritionalendocrinology.com. I have Institute of Nutritionalendocrinology.com. I have nutritionalendocrinologyinstitute.com.
Okay.
So I just tend to get like the cluster.
Okay, so I'll grab them. Okay.
The Naturopathic Pharmaceutical Institute. The thing about that is, though, pharmaceutical is a noun that is like, we think about a drug when we think of pharmaceutical, where pharmacology is a flowing thing. It's not a verb. It's still a noun, but it's a process thing.
Yeah.
Pharmacology is a process. Pharmaceutical, I think, is. So I like, I definitely like the Naturopathic Pharmacology Institute,
mm-hmm.
where pharmacists come together and redefine how medicine is practiced. The Releasing Health Institute. Okay, so that was your question.
Yes.
Yeah. Menopause reinvented.
Yeah, I like that.
I do like that. And mm-hmm. and then in your copy, you would say menopause doesn't start when you go through menopause. Preparation. Oh.
Menopause starts at birth.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Get over it.
Damn eggs have timers on them, don't they? Yeah. Evolution, evolve. Yeah.
Dr. Christian Northrup always has that little saying about women's body, women's wisdom.
And yeah.
I like that thing that she used.
Yeah.
Brene Brown in her last book, I can't remember the name of it. Sex
the Menopause Wisdom Association or Institute.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's, you know, when we have these conversations, right, we just throw out things and then suddenly, you know, things start to come together. Menopause reinvented. I'm thinking that for a name of an institute, it's a little, the reinvented.
Yeah, it's not quite right, is it?
Not quite there, but it's on the right track. So what we want to do here is we want to look at, I just put a phrase down that came up with, related to what we do is, you know, avoiding the hit and run diagnoses. Right, which is what medicine teaches, the hit and run diagnosis.
You could be menacology.
Menacology
on menopause, menopausally. I can't even say it.
Hormonacology, hormonaceutical, hormona. All right, so we're getting, you know, kind of like combining words and then suddenly like the tongue foo just flows out. Like, oh, tongue foo, that sounds cool.
About renewal.
Renew.
Menopause Renewal Institute.
Or Hormone Renewal Institute.
Hmm. Yep.
Endocrine is too fancy a word. It's not for the common person. Hormone Renewal Institute.
Or back full circle to Hormone Optimization Institute.
And it's a possibility. It's just optimization is such a big word.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a left brainy kind of word because we want to get emotion. We want to connect with people with emotion, not intellect.
Yeah.
Right? The intellect will make a buying decision and you can do all that later. But to get people's attention, it has to be emotional.
Yeah.
Right. You know, or when you put words together, curiosity is an emotion. You put words together that are normally not seen together, like naturopathic pharmacology. Like, what is it, right? Curiosity. So connect with emotion, not intellect. So you want to do that in your description of what you do, right? So you're claiming that what I do is I help people to identify drug interactions. I help them to redefine themselves just when they think they're over the hill and you know, going downhill. I can help them redefine themselves. I can help them release the help that's inside, that's locked inside of them. And you go into a description that hits their emotion. What do they really want? What do they want the most? Right? What do people want as they hit, you know, you guys have a similar target audience kind of thing. I think Janet's audience is a little older, but what is it that people want or don't want as they age, right? My new video series that I'm coming out with next week is called Choosing Longevity. That's a weird combination of words, right? Because choosing, how do you choose longevity? You either have it or you don't. Choosing longevity and its simple strategies to feel vibrant and energetic at any age. But what kind of emotions, right? People want longevity, right? Then they want to have a choice. So what is it about what you're doing that hits their emotions and gives them that feel, lets them feel empowered is a great word, but again, it's probably overused, so you wouldn't want a Menopause Empowerment Institute, maybe. But that gives them the feeling that they do have control, because most people are going about, as far as their health, they don't have control. The doctors have control. The pharmacists have control. Other people have control. The nursing home has control. Their kids have control. But how do you empower people to say, no, I do have control and I can make these simple choices that will lead to me having the outcome that I want. So I'm gonna, her five P's were, you know, what is the purpose? What do you do? Who are the people? What problems are you solving? But also what problems are they gonna find with your approach, right? And I would say make a list of those things that they're gonna come up with. And I think objections beyond, you know, time and money. Like what else are they gonna object to? Everybody, you know, time and money is an objection for everything. But what else? You know, it's gonna be too hard. My social life is gonna change. How do I have a social life? How do I, you know, entertain guests when they come over if I'm changing my diet and lifestyle? That sort of stuff. And then what each of you needs is a signature talk and a signature program. Right, we had a session on signature talk, I think it was the fourth one from last year.
It was year. October. I was listening to it today.
Oh, you were? Good.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, so signature talk. But you need a signature talk that gets them into your signature program, right? And there's steps in between, and we've all talked about opt-ins and free gifts and all that, but you want it all to flow. So that your signature talk leads them to some kind of free gift to get them into your world. And then that gift and the talk all position them for your offer, your program. What is it that you want them? What's your signature talk? You may have other programs. You may have a book here or a, you know, short thing here. You may have a high-end coaching program that costs a couple of thousand dollars or more. But what's that signature talk, that signature program in the $300 range? That's going to make it easy. You know, it could be $200. It could be $100. But you want to be able to use that signature program to then invite them into a higher level of commitment with you, a percentage. So what is that signature program? I mean, Allie, you have already created that. Do you still feel comfortable with that program with a few tweaks?
Yeah.
As being your signature program, right? And I kind of like the name Joyful Sexy Menopause as the name of your program. Not as the name of your brand, but as the name of that program, I think is really, I think it's a hot title. And you had some other ideas, and that's fine. But I think it's, okay, let's just step forward and do this, right? And it doesn't take having a program completely done to offer it, mm-hmm. right? You can build it as you offer it. That's what Annette was doing, right? She didn't have her program all built. She just had it mapped out.
Yeah.
What is that signature program for you? What would be that for Janet? What would be that small commitment that people can get in? Maybe it is $100. Maybe it's $150. Maybe it's $200. Maybe it's $300. I wouldn't go higher than $300. We're experimenting with our sweet spot, taking it down from 500 to 300, taking some stuff out, pulling some stuff out that we can sell them as a separate piece. And we'll see how that goes because, you know, there's some magic about that number. Beyond 300 is a little harder. 297, okay, I can do this. 497, ouch, right? So what is it that you can offer them that gives them a transformation in like 7 weeks? You know, somewhere between 6 and 10 weeks. Stephen Dynan, who's the founder of Shift Network, I did some coaching with him, and he's found the magical point for him is 297 7-week program, right? And they teach it live. So they do that, and then they can offer them later, but they actually teach them all live. Every week you present something new, it gets recorded, it gets put in the portal, and they teach their classes live. Right. So what is it that you can do that you can easily teach in anywhere from, you know, let's just say 5 to 10 weeks that you can make an offer for that you could comfortably just, you know, 5 is real easy. I'm going to teach this, and this. 7 is a nice number. Usually the odd numbers tend to attract more attention. Like we're actually going to be guiding people through sweet spot in 9 weeks, like all the way through. And then if they want to continue, which many of them need to, we teach them what they need to know to continue. and set them up into another offer. So, Valerie, any ideas on what that is?
It'll be around stress, the reset from stress that we've talked about. I'm trying to determine if I need a different name for that, because I've been mapping out the outline for it. So
great. Yeah. And a name like stress, people are stress, right?
Yeah.
So having a sexy name, right? I don't think sympathetic overdrive is going to be the one that gets them, but, you know, but somehow it could tie in. You know, I like three word names for the thing.
Okay. Right?
And then the subtitle can give you more descriptive.
Okay.
Right. So play with the words, get the pop book, go to the dictionary and just play with, you know, what's the outcome? Well, how are they going to feel at the end?
Okay.
Right? Allie's joyful, sexy menopause, three words. How are they going to feel? That's really clear how they're going to feel. Right. That promise is real clear. Medicine cabinet makeover. I think that's your signature program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Medicine cabinet makeover. And what is there something you can do to teach it in 5 to 7 weeks? An hour each time where you give some content.
When you say teach, is it to patients or is it to other pharmacists?
To patients.
Patients.
Right? Going through the possible, you know, what are the possible medications, the most common medications, the kinds of side effects they're looking for, how they interact with nutrients.
Maybe I can take like antihypertensives 1 week, diabetic medications another week, cholesterol medication all by itself.
Yeah. And position it as it's not just for people who are already on these medications, but for people to have an awareness. And if you tie into each of those, what some alternatives are that are less problematic, right? So you go through some antihypertensives and then you go, well, you know, a lot of people have magnesium deficiencies, right? And a lot of people have this, and stress is a big piece of it. And, you know, blood sugar imbalance is a huge piece of hypertension. And you can just open up their eyes to things they can address that's going to help them so they don't need the medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to, Valerie's already mapping hers out. Valerie, your goal is to give me a date for when that's going to be done.
Okay.
And you're going to offer it. Not when the whole program's going to be done, but when you're comfortable and you're mapping that you're like, yes, I can do this. And yes, I know exactly how to create a little webinar to be able to offer.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And Mihaela, I want you to outline it. Right? I want you to outline it. Now, you've already been outlining it from a one-on-one perspective. So, and the more you do it one-on-one, I would encourage you to do some of these one-on-one so that you get an idea of what to go in and teach people. And after you do this thing from Vital and see what kind of questions it brings up and all.
Yeah.
You know, and then what's left unsaid that you can talk about, right? But anywhere from 5 to 10 weeks, something in that range.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if you wanted to do something shorter as an intro to it, you know, like a basic, but
okay. Yeah, I can. It's
too rushed.
Yeah, maybe I can do like hypertension, cardiac drugs, diabetes.
I think the intro, the first one can be the intro. Like what is, you know, what are all the possible interactions? You know, and set the stage. And, you know, the thing is when you're building a program, if you're building it, you get feedback from people. And you may have an outline, but it may be a loose outline.
Right.
But imagine if you spend all your time and lots of, you know, energy putting together a program and then offer it. And you find out like, whoa, I really need this in there. Or I need to insert that. And sometimes you can make a course where it's like, say there's five topic lectures and you add in two Q&As there. So maybe you have two sessions, you have a Q&A, you have two sessions, you have a Q&A, right? That's another possibility. Yeah. Okay, so you're gonna work on an outline for this course.
Yeah.
So when you're working on a course, what's the outcome you want people to have? What's the journey you need to take them through? And think about what do you want them to do at the end? Right?
Yeah.
Because you always want to have like an quote unquote upsell, something that they can do at the end. When we teach Sweet Spot at the end, we invite them to do an evaluation of their other body systems and their hormones. And then we explain what that means. And then we invite people to join us for ERC, and a lot of them do. Right. So think about what's your end game. Okay.
Yep.
Janet.
I had a plant I wanted. It was peeing all over the table and the floor. I had to go.
Oh, right. No.
Okay, I'm back. I got it. Okay, so Living Redefined now has a focus not on just seniors and elderly, because as I'm starting to roll out my program and getting my website real close now, I have people helping me work on it.
Nice.
This is falling more in the 40, 50-year-olds that are having that kind of midlife crisis. Why isn't everything working? Why is it not falling into place? Why am I not where I'm at? So it's the balance of daily life functions or health, I'm not really sure, and daily life thoughts that are truly your choices. Make those choices about your weight, energy level, anger, outbursts, depression, relationships, etc. Actually stick this time. This program begins where you are at your speed on the day and time you want to do the work. So
this is a one-to-one program.
This is a one-to-one program. This
program.
Is not,
right.
a group.
Okay.
At this point, I see it as one-to-one. I've never been able to choose between the health side and transpersonal energy. So I'm putting it out there. Where are you? Are you in the health part, whether we got to do some triage, or you are stuck in the depression part where we need to work on some energy? So I have a single session refresh that mm-hmm. they can do. I'm not sure in the price on that. I think it's going to be around 75 because it's just 30
okay,
minutes.
Yeah.
There is a free 30-minute consult to lure them in, but the refresh is a little bit deeper.
Right.
90-minute assessment is 105, and then we go into whichever side they're in. What we have to decide, are we going into doing insulin resistance? Or are we going into why you're standing in front of the refrigerator and thinking I should not be here, but I'm going to eat something? We're going into the head. Which place are we going?
Right. And can you be bouncing back and forth? That you identify the physical stuff that they have, but the energy piece is the piece that maybe keeps them from following through on all the great advice.
Probably leaning more on that side, but being able to fully back it up with the other piece.
Yeah.
If they need to get out of the Diet Pepsi, as well as why am I into Diet Pepsi?
Mm-hmm.
Helping them find other alternatives. There's a 5-session search that is $485, and there's a 10-session trip, which is $950, and that's those are all hourly programs. So I'm finally writing it down, then it brings up all these other questions. Why are you going to do that? Where is that going to be? But I found that actually having someone say, okay, I got your website to here, give me some words to put in it. That's the piece that made me the rubber to the road.
Yeah. And you don't have to have these things on your website to be able to offer them. I mean,
they're
a half-day workshop.
They're already.
Great. It's awesome. But I don't want that to hold you back if it's not. No. I love the concept of having a half-day workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And then just taking people through so they get an exposure. They get exposure to, do they have trauma patterns that keep them? Is this you? How can you do things like simple food types things? and bring in some folks if you want to, right? To just open up their eyes. But I think that that experiential, you know, we did the 3 days Spring into Vitality, which was amazing, and it got people into the experience. But man, 3 day events are a lot of work and a lot of money to put on, and, you know.
Yeah,
but a half day.
That's more of that group thing, and I'm finding I'm at the point in my life that I don't want to do all that work. I'll work with one-on-one.
Right, but here's the thing. I'm just saying there's one-to-one, and that's what you're choosing to do, which is great. But there's one-to-one delivery, and then there's the marketing. One-to-one marketing is very slow and tedious.
I get that.
Right? One-to-many marketing, right? And of the group that you get together, you make an offer to work with you.
Right.
You need to make an offer for a free strategy session or $75, which is what I would recommend. After they've spent a half a day with you, they're ready to spend a little money. You make an offer for that session, and in that session, then you identify their needs.
Right.
So you have a more of a generic educational thing, which introduces them to why do you feel like you feel, right? How do you really want to feel? Mm-hmm. And it could be biochemical, it could be habits, it could be the emotional, and likely it's the combination and the intersect of all of it. So you bring some folks together to do this little workshop. And it could be at your home. It doesn't have to be, right? It doesn't have to be any place fancy. It could be in a room at the library. It could be in a room at a church. And don't expect it's going to be huge, you know, a goal for 10 people to show up.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that. I could do the talk easy enough. I'm finding that these people in the 40s and 50s, unless they are really driven or really chronic in one or the other area, they're not going to give up a lot of time. Maybe a couple.
Okay, so maybe it's not a half a day. Maybe it's a 2-hour workshop.
Yeah.
That's like Starla and Jesse teach, do a 2-hour workshop. I've done 2-hour workshops, you know, really incorporated lots of stuff and then offered a program at the end. And gotten a bunch of people signed up.
That's, I have 5 people that have found me through word of mouth.
Nice.
They're also of that go group. I don't have time. I can squeeze it in here. But when they listened for just a little bit, the money wasn't an issue. Yeah, how much and how do I sign up?
Yeah.
Which then brought me back to my skills with my computer, which I have hired this gal to do for me that I don't know how, which is magical. But yes, it's made it much better.
Yeah, that's really cool. Think about that 2-hour. Some people can present in an evening for 2 hours, free or $5 or whatever. I've done them. I've done free ones, lots of them. Mm-hmm. I found that it's easier now to do it online.
And these people, that everything is online.
Everything's online, okay.
Because they can do it while they're waiting for their kid at ballet or football practice or traveling. I mean, this one gal travels all the time. We're online to it. Where are you today? Oh, I'm in Los Angeles today, but I'm headed to Detroit. Wow. I got 45 minutes between flights. I'm over here. It's pretty quiet.
Okay, so it sounds to me, I think you need to do the one-to-many for marketing because you're going to get more. So it's how do you get enough people? And if you offer it online, then you have the technology. That's what I was thinking. You have the technology issues to deal with to offer it online.
You just made me think of a name for it.
What?
One-to-many or one-too-many.
Oh, one-too-many.
This is a group. It's one too many. It's one too many things to do. And why can't I sort it out? How do I figure out how to make this all work? One too many.
This seminar
is one too many.
One too many. Do you have a Facebook group? I mean, do you have a Facebook presence? Obviously, you're on Facebook.
I have to learn to like Facebook because I really just don't like it and the whole image of it. And I know I need to get out there. I don't even know how to post on Facebook. I stay so far away from it.
I'm like that with Instagram. I tried to log into my Instagram account the other day and I gave up. I'm like,
and Twitter. I know.
All right. So the next thing for you then is, you're getting some word of mouth. Yeah, you'll get your website out there. Mm-hmm. And then how do we get people to know that, how to know about you? Yeah.
All right. This is great.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
So did Allie leave?
Yes, she had to leave.
Okay. I thought she said that.
Bye, Allie.
So Mahela, you feel clear? Yeah. I'm excited. I'm super excited because it's something that people need. People,
yeah.
And it sets you apart.
Yeah, and I think it's a very good way to get in, because then you look at the nutrient deficiencies and then you say, well, first of all, now if you're on stomach, like acid blockers, then it's a whole ball game right there. But then question is like, why do they even need to go on these drugs to begin with? Right. And then, you know.
So that naturally, this thing naturally leads to your next offer.
Yeah.
So that's why I love it. It's something that gets them really clear on what their problems are.
Yeah.
And then it's really obvious, like, what their next step would be.
In my talk on Tuesday, I am including a small case. I don't have slides on it. It was more like I was thinking of it as, like, the way you were advising us to have a story.
Yes.
So, but it's actually about my mom, and it's about how she was super stressed. Went to the doctor, they were like, oh, you have hypertension, put her on the first drug, then on the second, then on the third, and then 5 years later she had diabetes, and then the whole thing. And so I'm including that, but do you think I should have slides to present? No, just talk about it.
Yeah, you don't need to. I mean, stories you can just get into, and you could flow.
Yeah.
You can have as many stories in your back pocket. So I've started to write little index cards of the stories that I want to incorporate into my videos that I'm making. And so I'm just like having these cards of all these different stories. And then I go, oh, that would fit perfectly here. That would fit perfectly here.
Okay.
I would say having an opening story, super important. And you don't necessarily say, hi, I'm Mahela and I'm gonna talk about, I mean, it depends on the situation, right? So if I introduce you, or Angelica introduced you, whoever introduces you on this call, right? And you don't have to say, I'm Mahela. You don't have to say, thanks for having me here. Waste of time. You can just go into a story. And you don't have to say, I'm going to tell you a story. You could say, I was talking to my mom. However you're going to start the story. It was, you know, 5 years ago, my mom was experiencing blah. She went to the doctor. They put her on hypertension medication. Then they put her on, and then you tell your story right from the beginning. Because it's just like so setting you up for what you're going to be talking about. This is not uncommon. What happened to my mom is happening to lots of people every single day. And this is why what I'm talking to you today about is so critical. Blah, 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 you go into your presentation. Wherever in there, it makes sense to tell another story. I'm sure you have lots of them, having worked, you know, as a pharmacist for so long. Let me tell you about Jack, right? Jack was blah, blah, blah. Jack, blah, 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 blah. And this is what happened to him. And when we helped him to make some small lifestyle changes, this is what happened. Or he got off this medication. Or he had a heart attack and died as a side effect of this medication, right? You don't be afraid to tell some of those hard stories. I opened up one of my videos. I think it was my first one of the series. Just, I hung up the phone, numb, shaking. My mind didn't quite understand what I was, the depth of what I just heard. I'd come quickly if I were you. I don't know how much longer she's gonna make it. You know, and then I tell the rest of the story and I talk about choice. And then I left the story hanging and I moved into my content. And then at the end, I picked the story up again. So that's another really, really good way to do it, right? You may start, if you're telling your story about your skin issues, right? And you may just leave it, right? You don't tell the rest of it. This was me, I knew. And then you go into your conversation and you come back. And then, you know, I was so desperate, blah, 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 blah. And this is what I did. And it had nothing to do with more eczema medication or more whatever. It had to do with me changing things. So think about your stories and how you can tell a story part of the way and more here and more later. And cliffhangers keep people interested throughout the whole thing.
Okay.
So I ended my thing. I said, I'll tell you more about, you know, what happened next with Kathy, but I want to get into blah, blah, blah. You get to see it. It's being edited right now. So think about that, right? Stories, stories, stories. Story, 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 story. You can tell I've listened to people and the whole thing was a story. Yet I felt mesmerized and learned a lot. Mm-hmm. Janet, your story that you told on the phone with Alex that day, you have to be able to weave that in, right?
Parts of it I've put in my website starting out. Some of it I've changed, let out. But yeah. Yeah, I've kept most of the impact.
And it gets people's attention and it gets them to connect with you and feel you.
Right.
That's what we want. We don't want them to just be like another talking head. There's another talking head. Feel you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I want one thing you're taking away and committing to, starting with Valerie.
Take away. Wow. I took away a lot. I like the fact that we are talking about pop. I like that, pop, because I like words and pop. The thing that I'm going to do is get you my outline. I'm actually shooting for It in Their Call on Thursday.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm shooting to actually have a draft or something to get some feedback for Thursday.
Awesome. Way to go.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Janet, what about you?
Well, I love my new foundation. I didn't know.
Get the URL.
Yes. 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 I have to get the URL. And in 2 weeks, my website will be up. And so then I will need people to start helping me fine tune it. You know, right now we're just cleaning up misspelled words and autocorrects and those kinds of things. So yeah, that's what I'm working on. And that foundation is going to go in there too now.
Yes, I love it. Yay. Make sure you get the URL. Just go out there right now and get that.
Yes.
URL.
Yes. Okay? Go get that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to overdo it like I do with URLs. I think I was at 337 the last time I looked. I got to get some of them. But when I come up with a good idea, I go for the URL. Mm-hmm. I just created the other day, I came up with this idea and I got this URL and it may be the name of my book. I'm not sure, but The Sweet Spot Edge.
Oh. I like that.
Love it.
Yes.
Right? Sweet spot. Yeah.
Yes. I have one called Everyday Living. I've had it for a long time. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I just like it.
It could be the name of a program.
Yeah. Everyday Living.
Yeah. Everyday. Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hayla, what about you?
Yeah. So I'll definitely work on the URL and the outline. I think, yeah, there's a lot to talk about. Quick question. So I got a bunch of URLs because I wanted to create one pager and I wanted to incorporate that in my talk for Tuesday. But the lady who does my website and all that, she always pushes back that the URL name has to be short. And while I think that's great, all those are taken. So
they're all taken. The three-letter, four-letter ones are taken.
Right. So
and I couldn't get INE. I wanted INE, you know, because Institute of Nutritional, it's short, it's taken, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what are some of the URLs?
So I was looking at pillsafety.net, pillreview.net, pillscabinet.com, drugnutrients.com.
You keep saying pill?
Pills, as in
P-I-L-L.
P-I-L-L, as in
pill. Okay.
The medications, and drugs, all those are taken already. So,
yeah. So I think as long as it's memorable.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You want to be able to say it and people know how to spell it.
Okay.
Right? Like, The Sweet Spot Edge is long, but I mean, they're just common words. Each of those words are short words. So pillsafety.com, is that what you said?
Pillsafety.com is taken, so just .net.
I wouldn't get a URL where the .com is taken.
Okay.
Send people free traffic. They're not going to remember that you're a .NET. So stick with things that you can get.
Then drugnutrients.com.
You got that?
Yeah,
get it. Take it.
And then pillscabinet.com. As in medicine cabinet.
I would go with pill as well. Pill cabinet and pills, because people are going to maybe say, oh, was it an S or was it not?
Okay.
Okay.
When
there's a possibility of plurality versus singularity being confusing, you always get both.
Okay.
Right. I got one years ago. It's called, I think I may still have it, foodnotdrugs.com. And so I said, what are you going to use that for? I said, I don't know. It just sounded good. Food not drugs or something like that. I'll look it up to see what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm well, then I.
But yeah, then, I would say something that's going to be memorable and easy to say. Because when I'm on, if I'm on a webinar and I'm going to say, oh, just go to my whatever. And people make these long, they make this drreadandre.com/lab-testing-registration. Oh my God, who's going to remember that, right? And if you get too cutesy with the acronym, who's going to remember it? Was it IWPC or was it IWDC? I don't remember. Whereas, you know, pillsnotdrugs.com or pillsafety.com.
Yeah.
It's going to be rememberable. But do both. Pills safety, because they may not hear you say it.
Okay.
Okay. Livingredefined.com. Do you have that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's easy.
No, I have. It's Janet Books. Livingredefined.com. Because Livingredefined.com is a moving company.
Living Redefined is a moving company.
It's a moving company.
You don't want to approach them. You're not going to send them back traffic, though. You know.
No, I figured that wasn't a competition there. So if my name is in it, that's good. And then Living Redefined, also, it's fine.
Foundation, Living Redefined Foundation.
Yeah, this is just going to be an address for people to contact me, basically.
Yeah, but when you get the URL, there, mm-hmm. and in certain states it has to do legally, like if somebody goes to get a trademark against something you have a URL for, they can be stopped.
Oh, okay.
So I would get Living Redefined Foundation. Okay, gotta go. I got another call coming up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.